Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. If racing thoughts keep you from falling asleep at night, the question is it possible to focus even on tasks that used to stimulate you? Are you mindlessly stress eating throughout the day? These are signs that you have a busy brain, a term coined by triple board certified physician Dr. Romy Mushtaq. Dr. Romy looks to describe this issue, your brain riddled with anxiety, insomnia, and ADD and ADHD, in the new book, The Busy Brain Cure, the culmination of 20-plus years of clinical research as a brain doctor and experience in corporate wellness as a chief wellness officer. The book offers a science-based approach to healing your busy brain through a straightforward 8-week protocol. And it is a great pleasure to welcome Dr. Romy Mushtaq to our program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you all for having me to discuss how we can cure a busy brain in the new year.
All right. Well, it's good stuff. The name of the book, The Busy Brain Cure, the 8-week plan to find focus, tame anxiety, and sleep again. It all comes down really to the sleep, doesn't it?
It really does. Actually, it comes down to being chronically stressed out, Joe. Can I just backtrack and start there? Is we have a stress problem in the United States, and I work with Fortune 500 companies and athletes, and I'll be honest, and even your listeners, I bet they're nodding their head up and down when they say, we don't want to hear eat berries and breathe and everything is going to be just fine. We're coming out of a global pandemic, right? And we're chronically stressed. Yeah, you don't want to hear that either, right?
Eat berries and breathe. I want that on a T-shirt.
Right? You just eat berries and breathe. And that's the problem, is the old stress management techniques that people were being taught are no longer working when you look at the mental health crisis. And that chronic unchecked stress can lead to disease. And the chronic stress can kill. It almost killed me. And that's what over 20 years ago started me on this journey as a brain doctor. And now someone that's passionate about curing the burnout crisis in the workplace. And so when people have a busy brain, three things happen. They can't focus during the day, as you said. They're having anxiousness because they can't focus, and then they can't sleep. So it's a combination of the three things, and it's all due to chronic unchecked stress.
So tell us the brief story of how you came to this point and when you realized that it was indeed almost killing you.
Yeah. You know, as success-driven professionals that are listening, and you and I, we don't have the luxury to work four-hour work weeks, and most of us are really good and love our jobs. I did too. But the mounting pressure and stress during the day, and I was chronically sleep-deprived as a practicing doctor, waking up in the middle of the night to take care of patients or working long hours, and it caught up with me. Initially, we thought it was just stress and acid reflux, and it turns out I have a rare medical disorder, and the chronic sleep deprivation and all the stress with the achalasia led to precancerous lesions. And in 2010, I ended up in life-saving surgery. And I realized then, laying in the hospital, nothing I've learned in medical school is going to help me now. And it sent me on a global journey to learn, what is it that we can bring Eastern wisdom and science together to really heal our brains and our bodies from the negative impact of stress?
Give us a definition, I think you have partially, but of what, because you came up with this term, of a busy brain.
Yes.
Because there is a sense that there's so much going on that there's an overwhelming mm-hmm. aspect to it.
Yes. It has nothing to do with what's going on in the outside world. The outside world has always been overwhelming. The problem is we're connected to digital devices 24/7. But the busy brain is actually a particular pattern of neuroinflammation in the brain, like your brain cells are on fire and not functioning well in the limbic system and in the hypothalamus. And then these three symptoms that we're talking about, attention deficit disorder in adults or difficulty focusing, anxiety and insomnia happen. And in traditional medicine, Joe, we got it wrong. You know, neurology, psychiatry, people are on stimulants, caffeine or Adderall all day long to focus. And then they're feeling anxious, so you go home and you take a sedative like alcohol or Xanax or a sleeping pill. And that's a prescription drug problem and crisis, that in order to get through our day, we need to be jacked up on stimulants and then on a sedative at night. And I'm here to break that cycle.
How do you figure in, or how should it be figured in, if you are in treatment for anxiety, depression, panic disorders, and there is a prescription component of how that fits into that?
Oh, we absolutely want, you know, I'm a medical doctor, boarded and certified, and I want people to continue that. But anybody listening that has anxiety, depression is something different, and panic disorder, PTSD, is something different. I'm talking about anxiety and ruminating anxiety, where those worrying panic thoughts are holding you back from doing a simple task like completing 5 emails in the workplace or finishing your end of month sales reporting, that type of anxiety. And when someone's on a prescription medication for other mental health diseases with a psychiatrist, continue. But most people, Joe, come to us and say, is there something else going on? And this medicine is just a Band-Aid. And that's what this protocol is here to address. So in no way am I telling people to stop prescription medicines. But what I am saying, and the medical literature will show you, that after narcotic medications, that the two most addicting medications in the United States are stimulants like the Adderall and the Vyvanse, and then sedatives like Xanax and Valium and sleeping pills. So I'm talking about people that are overprescribed medicines.
Understood. You also, I mean, I started by saying that the sleep is such a part of this. And you talk in this, in the book, much about falling asleep and staying asleep. Why is that so impacted by the anxiety, by the insomnia, by the busy brain?
It is. You know, it's, there's a part of the brain known as your hypothalamus, the SCN nucleus. It controls your biological clock, your circadian rhythm. That's the airport traffic control tower of your whole brain and body. And so your sleep-wake cycle is affected from that inflammation. So the first order of business is not a diet. It's not a cleanse. It's not a gym membership. It's actually restoring your sleep-wake cycle. And that's why in the brain shift protocol, S is for sleep or circadian rhythm. We start with S and sleep first. And in week 2 of the challenge in chapter 11, we break it down to a scientifically proven cognitive behavioral therapy techniques for insomnia. And we give you a 7-day sleep challenge with a checklist. Do these 7 things, and we have additional supplements that we recommend to help people within 7 to 10 days reset the sleep.
What are the challenges in doing that? What makes that so difficult?
The 3 things that can make it difficult for people, I want to be authentic. There are so many listeners that have small children and babies that are waking up in the middle of the night, or maybe like me, a senior dog. So that can be disturbing.
Oh, I just came out of that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It is. And that's why we have other parts of the protocol to help people. But the other things that can make sleep challenging is alcohol. And so what a perfect timing that we're having this interview, and it's dry January. For everyone that's trying or keeping it on, focusing on your sleep would be key here. Alcohol will make you wake up in the middle of the night. And then the last thing you were worrying about when you went to bed is exactly what's going to be in your brain, top of mind when you wake up. And the third thing that people don't think about, and we have lab protocols that you take to your primary care doctor in this book in chapter 16, is a full thyroid panel. Getting just 1 or 2 things that the primary care doctor typically checks isn't enough. It's amazing how many people have only disturbed sleep and anxiety and difficulty focusing as a part of a thyroid disease, especially if you're a woman. 1 in 8 women, according to the Journal of Endocrinology, has an undiagnosed thyroid disease here in the United States, and it can present just with mental and brain health symptoms.
And that is really getting to the underlying cause of the anxiety, the insomnia, and and the adult ADD, which how often is that diagnosed properly, misdiagnosed, or forgotten altogether?
Well, there's 2 types of attention deficit disorder in adults. There's the people who had it in childhood and now it's carried through adulthood. But in the last 10 years, with our increased use of computer screens and digital devices and phones and smart TVs all day long, our brains have been rewired. That, coupled with the chronic stress, is now a crisis. Here's a fascinating fact, that while the United States is just a small part of the global population. Do you know that 85% of all stimulant medications like Adderall and Vyvanse and Ritalin are prescribed in the United States so that we can perform better or stay focused? And when you have adult onset ADD from chronic stress and being on too many digital devices, well, the anxiety comes coupled along with that. And so that's what we're trying to get to the root cause of, to help you focus and tame that anxiety.
In that of the anxiety and of the ADD, ADHD, there's so much going on. I mean, each one of these can be an issue, right? And you sort of have to fine-tune as to what it is that is the underlying condition that's causing
it is
the overall problem.
There's a step-by-step process that a trained doctor, such as a psychologist or a psychiatrist or neurologist, will do. This is then gets more complex beyond the primary care doctor. There are actual questionnaires that doctors and psychologists are trained to screen for what type of anxiety you may have and your attention span. But here's the thing. They go hand in hand. And so most people, if you treat the attention deficit disorder, the anxiety calms down. It's fascinating, especially when you get to the root cause, whether it's thyroid, sugar addiction, and the third thing that we haven't covered yet is low vitamin D levels, D as in dog. It is a crisis here in the United States, even if you live in a sunshine state like I do here in Florida.
So talk about the vitamin D crisis. Mm-hmm. What brings it on? Why are we deficient?
So here's that same problem again. I sound like a broken record, is we're under chronic stress. And so even if you're getting sunshine through your skin, the metabolic pathways, the way the vitamin D precursors break down in the skin and the liver and in the gut, aren't happening because your airport traffic control tower, the hypothalamus circadian rhythm, is off and metabolic pathways aren't working. And vitamin D, most of us don't get enough in our diet alone. And so that's why we need levels checked and need supplementation. And the other thing is, in order to get enough vitamin D, you need to be outside with your skin exposed in sunshine for 40 minutes a day. Well, that's not healthy, a high risk of skin cancer. And right now, most of the country is not seeing a lot of sunshine.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the sun here in, I don't know, seems like a month. But you know, it's upstate New York during the winter. But so we have to deal with that.
Well, the thing is if you get a vitamin D3 level and supplement it, then it can reverse that effect that you're having of not having sunshine. And this is so key. Vitamin D3, I think it got really bad branding. It makes it sound like another random vitamin you don't need. It's actually the superhero and the super hormone of the brain. We have 50 hormones in our brain and body, and none of them can function without adequate vitamin D levels.
What is it about... So is that a supplement? Is that a, how do we take that?
It is. It's a supplement. You know, now I know a lot of listeners are going to rush out and they're going to get on Amazon or go to the grocery store and just pick some up. The best way to treat it is get your levels checked by your doctor. And most people who are low probably need a prescription strength vitamin D, which the doctor will prescribe. And after that, you need higher doses in a supplement than maybe in your over-the-counter multivitamin. So it definitely needs to be a supplement and something taken separately.
Why, when you put all of this together, what ultimately do you want to see the end result to be? And one of the things that you talk about in the book is that this is an 8-week protocol. So I'm in the grand scheme of things, that's not a long period of time to change something fairly major.
That's how easy it is to rewire the brain and calm inflammation in the brain down. Because the ultimate goal is that I want people to be able to not go through their days tired and wired, but actually focus at work and control your to-do list instead of your to-do list controlling you. and get through the day, that when stress happens, you can keep performing and not stress eat and have sugar cravings. And at night, you're able to leave work or the problems of the day behind and fall asleep and stay asleep. And bottom line, you're not using stimulants like excessive amounts of caffeine, alcohol, or prescription drugs to cope with life. And last but not least, Joe, I got to be honest with you. When I was going through my burnout, it was really lonely. Nobody at work asked me if I was okay. I really feel strongly for people that are listening out there. It's not normal to live life stressed and burned out. And maybe if they're listening to the both of us, they'll know that they're not alone.
How do you even know? I mean, it does come to a point. Do you need somebody to tap you on the shoulder and say, oh, maybe you should address this? Or do we have to come to the realization ourselves that we are burned out, that there's something that has been
extinguished?
I make
it really simple for people. Make it simple. Those psychology scales tests that we were talking about,
yes.
We call it the busy brain test in our book. People can go right now to drromi.com or my social media and take it for free. And you get a brain score. And if your score is above a 30, go right to chapter 10 in the book and start the protocol. And if you're looking at a loved one and you're not sure what to say, my aunties, when I was sick and when I was burned out, looked at me and said, Romy, it is as if the lights are on and nobody is home. So if you have someone in your life, yeah, and it looks like that the lights are on and nobody is home, the simple thing we can say is, hi, Joe, I'm Romy. I am here and I care.
And that is a, there's so much. You're a physician, but this is psychology. This is primary care. This is so many different aspects, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's bringing my 20 years together of both being in neurology and integrative medicine, the science of wellness. I am now also the chief wellness officer at Great Wolf Resorts, and I work with Fortune 500 companies. So over the last 5 years, we had a lot of companies and teams that hired me, and we got to do the research while we were learning how to heal stress and burnout in the workplace. And now it's in a simple book that people can pick up or listen to or read on a Kindle and get a solution for their busy brain.
Dr. Romy Mushtaq is the author of The Busy Brain Cure, the 8-week plan to find focus, tame anxiety, and sleep. Again, it is published by Hanover Square Press. Dr. Romy, I thank you very much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program. Thank you, and best of luck in the new year.
Thank you. Happy New Year, and let's cure some busy brains.
Be well. Thank you so much. Again, Romy Mushtaq is the author of The Busy Brain Cure, the book published by Hanover Square Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.